I look forward to coming back next week. If you want to look at me while Shabbos stuff to involve my dog at the bottom.
Now to the Turaway, Northwest London, Friday, 10th of Adar Rishon, 11th of February, Rabbi Tzvi Marmerstein Shlita, Hilchus Kiddush. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Grossnas, the third Simchas and Nesuin of Tzvi Grossnas and Chaim Hager. His custom was on Tuesday. He wrote in Shemir Bayis, Nemo, and Yisrael Hashem, the servant of God.
Amen.
Okay. We'll start off with a bit of Hilchus Kiddush, and hopefully the end will move on to a little bit about the parasha. Start off with a shaila. Sometimes you see people on Friday nights in shul, mainly in the summer, they bring a bottle of water to shul with them, and they're taking sips in davening. I'm not sure in gold was green, but well, from where I come from, this is more of a common thing. Question is there any limud schus on that bichlav? Let's have a look at the sugya together about drinking before Kiddush on Friday night. Is there any tzad heter? So, Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dalet says, Osa litoim klum kodem kiddush. You're not allowed to taste anything before kiddush. Afilu mayim, even water. Afilu hiskel mevoid yoyim tzarek lahasid. Even if you started mevoid yoyim, you still need to stop and be mafsik. Now, what is the basis of this halacha? What's the makor? We find many times throughout Shas, there's an issa to start before doing a mitzvah, is to start eating before a mitzvah. Comes up in Gemara in Shabbos with regard to mincha. A person shouldn't start a suda or shouldn't start any activity before mincha, because we're worried that if he starts getting involved in something else, then he'll forget about mincha, but forget about davening. And it's Kepaskin in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, Seif Beis, it says, Lo yeshiv adam hishtaper samach lemincha ad sheyispalel. A person shouldn't go have a haircut before he's davened if it's samach lemincha. Lo yikonis lemerchatz. A person shouldn't enter a Beis HaMerchatz. Lo lebrusuki. Lo ledin. Lo lechel. A person's not allowed to start eating a seudah before samach lemincha. Why? Because it's a gzera. We're worried that if he starts, maybe he's going to get overtaken with his meal or with whatever activity he's doing, and he'll forget about davening. We find a similar thing in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Dalet. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to, before Samach LeMincha, Samach LeKrishma, Zman Krishma, you're not allowed to start eating. Also, Gepastim in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, See if base Shulchan Aruch says also the haskel lechel chatzi shor somuch lemincha somuch lezman krishma. You're not allowed to start to eat half an hour before krishma. This becomes a shaila on Friday nights. You get home in the summer sometimes. It's somuch lezman krishma. So really, you have to wait till lezman krishma before you make kiddush. Why? Because we're worried again. If you start eating, then you might forget about Krishma.
If you have a reminder.
Oh, I'm coming to that in a minute. A third place where we find this Issa is the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara speaks about that you're not allowed to eat before doing Lulav. Again, for the same Chashash, that you might forget to take Lulav, and it's also Kepaskind in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tof Reish Nun Beis Seif Beis. So this is a cloud that we find by many mitzvahs, that you're not allowed to start doing the mitzvah before start involving yourself in a different activity, because you might forget about doing the mitzvah. And the pashtus, the isra of kiddush, is coming from the same yesod. The issa of eating before Kiddush is because we're worried that if you start eating before Kiddush, you might forget to make Kiddush. However, we find three differences, three kulas by Shar Mitzvahs, which we don't find by Kiddush. And I'd like to try and be masbir why. First difference, as you mentioned before, is a Shoyma. In Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Brura, in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, Paskins. Reish Lamed Hei, Sivkotten Yud Zayin, it says, Vim Omar Lechaveri She'eni Loimad She'eskirian She'espalil Muta. If you've got someone there which is going to remind you, it would be Muta. Achira today, if you put it into your phone and your phone has got a reminder and it will come up, Mincha, remember to that Mincha, Yesh Lodun was there, if that's coming up, I would say.
You don't have such a phone.
Huh?
You don't have such a phone.
I think even this friend does it.
Won't happen Friday night though. Hopefully, huh? Hopefully you won't rely on Friday night.
Yeah, not on Friday night. This is for Mincha. So the chayyur that would suffice as a shoyma. So, but that is one heta. Heta, we're worried about a gzera that he might come and forget about Mincha, forget about Krishna. But if he's got a shoyma, if he's got someone to remind him, then it's okay. Another heta we find is that the issa only applies to a suda. The question is, what is the suda? It's actually machlokes mechaben ramah in siman reish lamed base seif base. The mechaber says afilu suda ketana. It's even also suda ketana. The ramah brings yesh chokim esfiru suda ketana muta. You're allowed to have a suda ketana, but not the mechaber nor the ramah. None of them ask the te'ima. Te'ima is muta. You're allowed to have a drink. You're not allowed to have a suda ketana. What's the definition of a suda ketana? The Mishnah Berurah says, Haynu sudas kol odom. And what's a suda gedola? A suda gedola means suda shel nesuin, umila. Okay? So basically you can have a mezoinus, you can have a piece of cake. That's perfectly okay. We're worried that if you start eating a proper meal, either a suda ketana or a suda gedola, then you'll be taken over by that meal and you will not be able to say krishma, you won't sit down mincha, you won't take your mitzvah, all these things. A third heter that we find is im hiskil ein tzorach lahachzik. When it comes to krishma and shar mitzvahs, krishma, mincha, other mitzvahs, if you started, ein tzorach lahachzik. Even if you started be'issa, you still ein tzorach lahachzik. In Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Beis, it says im hiskel be'achas mikol elu einoy machzik. Afal pi shehiskel be'issa. Even though you started within the half an hour and you shouldn't have started, nevertheless you do not need to be machzik. So we've got three heterim, so to speak. We've got number one is Shoyma. Number two is the Suda Ketana. You're allowed to have a Suda Ketana. Te'ima is not Asa. Suda Ketana according to the Ramah is okay. Suda Ketana according to Suda Gdola is also according to the Suda Ketana according to the Ramah is okay. But everyone is matter for Te'ima. And in Hiskel Ein Tzorach Lahachzik. Those are the three heterim. And Shulchan Aruch is mefurish by Hilchas Kiddush that these heterim don't apply. What about Shoyma? Shoyma is not mefurish, but don't tell me that if you make a Shoyma, you can push off Kiddush. Lo motzinu davar kazeh. Yeah, you say, okay, I'm not going to make Kiddush now, we'll start eating a meal, and you can make a Shoyma. That's very understandable. Lo motzinu zeh b'hapeskim. Right? So that's out. And the other two halachas about him hiskil and te'ima, that's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, we just read that out. Osalitim klum kodim kiddush. Afilu mai. V'afilu im hiskil meboidyoy. Even if you started, tzorach lahafzik. So the question is why? Surely it's coming from the same halacha. The halacha is that you're not allowed to start involving yourself in some activity, either a suda or, well, Shabbos is not, you can't be mistaper, but in any activity, because we're goyzer that maybe Shemi Moshech, maybe it's going to continue. If that's the case, then l'chayra, these heterim should apply. In the same way as it applies by Shamitzes, it should also apply by Kiddush. So the Magen Avraham asks one of the questions, and he answers it, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav deals with the other questions. So the Magen Avraham, Sifkot and Vav, in Rishon Aleph, Sifkot and Vav, he asks the Kasha. He asked it from Ruv, he could have asked it from anyone. It says, Tzorch lahafsik, v'ach al gab de besimen tofresh nun beis, which is by lulav, gabe lulav, einoi poisek, you don't need to stop. So if you started eating a meal before taking your lulav, you do not need to stop. And here, by kiddush, if you start eating your sudas shabbos without having made kiddush, then you tzorch lahafsik, you do need to stop. Ask the Magen Avraham, why? Why is there a difference? Kishesh v'leheta, Shani Hocha the Kiddush Mikani Suda Askin Ubamokim Suda. So he answers there's a big difference. Kiddush, there's a din you have to make Kiddush before the Suda. And therefore, if you've started your meal, you can't continue the meal and then just make Kiddush afterwards, because the whole Surah Sakiddush was Kiddush Bamokim Suda, Umikani Suda, and before the Suda. And therefore, you can't say, oh, we'll make Kiddush after the Siddur, because that's not the Tzuras HaKiddush. Tzuras HaKiddush is meant to be dafka before the meal. That's aching lulav. Lulav is the Tzura that you have to take it before the meal. So therefore, if you're hiskel, then you don't need to stop. So that's how the Magen Avraham gets away with one of the questions that we ask. Why there's a difference by Kiddush, if by Kiddush you need to stop, and by Shah Mitzvahs, you don't need to stop. Now, how do we deal with the other questions of Shoima and Te'ima? Yeah? So here, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says something interesting. Shulchan Aruch Rav says there's a difference between Kiddush and all other mitzvahs with regard to the time of Kiddush. Chazal wanted that a person comes into Shabbos at the beginning of the Zman of Mitzvah, you already make Kiddush. You shouldn't wait. Although you can make Kiddush, the whole night, you can even make Kiddush the next day. If you forgot to make the first night, you can make Kiddush the next day. But Chazal instituted Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos. Whereas Shamitzes, let's say, Zman or Mincha or Krishna, that's not the case. When it comes to other mitzvahs, you've got a Zman. You've got the beginning of the Zman, and it goes all the way to the end of the Zman. There's no particular, Chazal weren't worried or didn't institute that they have to be at the beginning of that Zman. Maybe it's nice to start reading Makdimah and Mitzvahs, and it's better to do that Mitzvah, but there's no particular Kavon of Chazal that you have to go and do at the beginning of the Zman. Masha'en Ken Kiddush. So what? That's a nice Chiluk. But how's that a Mechalik? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says like this. Because we see that Chazal were more makpid about Mitzvah's Kiddush, that it's got to be immediately at the beginning of that Zman, so therefore Chazal said, don't, even if you've started the meal, stop. Because we want it to be done right at the beginning of the Zman. You're right, in theory you might be able to continue. No, but we want it to be as close as possible to the beginning of that Zman, and therefore you should be mafsik. The same thing is with Te'ima. Te'ima, even if you just the Te'ima, no, Chazal are much more particular about Mitzvah's Kiddush than all other mitzvahs. Why? Because they want it to be done at the beginning of that Zman. They don't want any shaykhus or any tzad that there's a gzeir shami moshech acha achila. So therefore, at the beginning of that Zman, they already made a takana that you've got to be mafsik, you can't even nitayim. Adkar. So we really dealt with all three heterim. Why is it different by Kiddush and by Shamitzes? Yeah, the Magen Avraham deals with one of those kashas. His kasha is because of why you don't need to be mafsik. And he says because it's mikami suda. Kiddush is mikami suda. It's got to be before the suda. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav deals with the other two questions. Why Shoima doesn't work Shema doesn't work, according to this, as well, because it doesn't help to have a Shema. This is a boosted kind of takana. It means this Gzera, Shema Yemoshe, is the same takana, the same Gzera that we find by all mitzvahs. However, over here we're more machmer about it. Why? Because it has to be at the beginning of the Zman. Okay? So if you put the Magen Avraham together with the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we've dealt with all our questions. However, if you look in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Rabbi Akiva Eiger takes on a completely different approach, and it just brings out there's two very different ways to learn this halacha. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on that Magen Avraham comes with a time. I'll read you the words of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He says, yeah. Hayesh lechalik, the dafka v'krishma v'lulav, the hachila einoi isum be'atzmusoi. He says, I don't understand the Magen Avraham. There's a big difference between Hilchas Lulav and Hilchas Kiddush. Hilchas Lulav, the issa, there is not an issa atzmi. There's no issa to eat before lulav. There's a worry. We're worried that if you start eating before lulav, yeah, then you might come to be nimshach and you might forget about mitzvah lulav. However, elamitam shelo yishkach milasas hamitzah. But te'ima ba'alma mutter. Te'ima is mutter when it comes to lulav. Mishum hochi mischilu beheta ein mafsikin. Masha ein came b'kiddush. When it comes to kiddush, no. It says da afilu te'ima also va'achila ba'atzmusay ha'issa. Says the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, there's a big difference between kiddush and all other mitzvahs. It's nothing to do with the gzeira shami yimoshech. The issa of eating before kiddush is nothing. It's not a boosted kind of a more machmir dika gzeira shami yimoshech like the Magen Avraham learns and like the Shulchan Aruch Rav learns. It's a completely different issa. The issa is an issa atzmusay. It's an issa ba'atzma.
What's the half a minute to eat before? To eat before.
Yeah, person's hungry. Person's hungry.
Yeah, but you said it before. He said I'm going to take kiddush after the meal.
Make kiddush after the meal.
You're not allowed to eat before kiddush.
Yeah, so we want to know why. Yeah, want to know why. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that's an issa atzma. It's an issa atzma. What's this issa atzma? He doesn't explain where the issa atzma is coming from. He says, I don't understand the Magen Avraham because there's a big difference between Shah mitzvahs, lulav, and kiddush. Shah mitzvahs is a gzera. Masha'en kain, when it comes to kiddush, there's an actual issa to eat. It's not a gzera. It's nothing to do with gzera. But he doesn't explain what this issa atzma is. So I saw the Aruch HaShulchan. He doesn't bring Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but when he explains the issa of eating before kiddush, he says it's mishum yatra d'shavsa. It's because of covered Shabbos. Covered Shabbos tells me that there's an issa to eat before kiddush. And the Rambam it's in the Rashbam. The Rashbam and Sochem, when he speaks about the issa of eating before kiddush, he also uses that nusach of covered Shabbos. What does this mean? So I'm not sure if this is what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying, but perhaps one can suggest the following. Rabbi Akiva Eiger understood that the purpose of kiddush is that you connect the kiddush with the Suda. That the Suda Shabbos should have a covered Shabbos to it. The Suda Shabbos should have Shabbos connected to the Suda. You don't just eat a meal like a regular meal. You have to be mekadosh. It sounds a bit chassidish, this, but you have to be mekadosh l'eichel. What I mean by being mekadosh l'eichel means you say kiddush for Shabbos the Suda. So you're connecting the Suda with Shabbos. You're connecting the Suda with Shabbos. So mishum yakr the shamsa, there's an issa to eat. Why? Because if you start eating, you haven't connected that achila with Shabbos. The takonos chazal of kiddush mok and Suda, the understanding of that would be that we want the Suda to be Shabbostic. We want this to be a Suda Shabbos. How do we do that, make it into a Suda Shabbos? Is we have to make kiddush first. If you be mekadosh, then all the achilas are shaykh to Shabbos.
And if you make Kiddush at the Kiddush, you go to a Kiddush, you make Kiddush there, and you make it.
So you've now connected that Achila.
Then you come home, should you make Kiddush again before a meal?
So Moshe Feinstein says you should. Moshe Feinstein says you should, and it's very moving according to this tzad. Yeah. Yeah. So according to that, it's Mamash, Pashut, Meyushev, all three kashas, right? The three ha'oras that we said, there's a difference between Kiddush and Shal Mitzvahs. Shal Mitzvahs, you're allowed to have a Shoma works, a Te'ima works, a Te'ima's Mutan. If you started Ein Tzorach L'Hafzik, you understand now that that doesn't apply to Kiddush. Shal Mitzvahs is a Gzeira. So there's no Gzeira when you've got a Shoma. There's no Gzeira when you're just being tired. And there's no Gzeira if you've started then Nishkefelach. Masha Enki, when it comes to Shabbos, according to Rav Kveig, is a good shmak. It's a completely different issa now. That you have to make your achilas shaykh to Shabbos. How do you do that? By being Mekadosh. Being Mekadosh now that achilas are shaykh to Shabbos. So if you started eating, it doesn't help that you're making Kiddush later on. You want that achila that you're starting to eat, you want that also to be shaykh to Shabbos. So tzarech lahafzik. A shoyma is not going to help you because it's not about worry, maybe you're not going to make Kiddush faked. We want this achila to be shaykh to the Kiddush. And the te'imah as well. We also want the te'imahs to be shaykh to...
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Kiddush Mokum Suda. That was the Chazal. Chazal Yat Kiddush Shabbos.
Te'imah, why is it so worried about the shaykhs and the Suda Shabbos?
No, because the te'imahs, we also want the Kiddush to be chalna. We want the te'imahs to be shaykh to Shabbos as well.
So the Kiddush, I'm saying that the Kiddush is like a hetzer switch. For me to eat at the Kiddush.
Sorry?
The
yes, correct. Means you're being Mashiach the Achilles to Shabbos.
No, what I'm saying is that the Kiddush, you're making it to Kiddush, you go to a Kiddush and a shul,
yeah.
A Kiddush by a baby Kiddush, anything.
Yeah.
It's like a hetzer switch.
It's being Mashiach those Achilles, all the Achilles which are done are Shaykh to Shabbos now.
But then when I come home, I'm going to make it.
According to the Moshe, it says you should.
According to that, even children? Somebody who plans only to drink water should have to make Kiddush first. I'm going to eat my soup. I come home from shul, I want to drink water, I've got guests coming in and out time. I should have to make Kiddush first.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's why I didn't understand why
I said it. Shabbos day or Shabbos
Friday night. Friday night.
I come on Friday night, you say,
you can't have even mine, that's what it says.
Right, but according to you, because the water is also mechayev a kiddush, I should be eating kiddush by makom suda with my water.
It's not a suda.
At the end of the day, Chazal mitakens
sudas.
Chazal is saying you can't eat or drink anything until you make kiddush.
Correct.
So therefore, that should be good.
The mechayev is a suda, but the ma'aseh they were kailu in the issa teimus. Yeah, you understand the problem.
And kids, children?
Huh?
Show them having sweets and show them.
No, there's a completely new. The Magen Avraham says that you're not mechuyev to be mafresh them from lase. There's other term for that. Then you lase. Okay, but al kaponim, I think bein according to the Kivayegis tzad, and bein according to the Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch Rav, they're basically bringing out a chakir. What is the issa of Kiddush to eat before Kiddush? Is the Issa to eat before Kiddush a beefed up kind of Gzeirah? More Chomor Dik Gzeirah Shami Moshech, which the Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch Rav seem to follow. And Rav Kveig says it's a brand new Issa. It's an Issa Atzmoy, which is Issa Atzmoy, understanding to be a Yapr, the Shabbos Dik Issa. That means we want the Kiddush. We want the Suda to be Shaykh to the Kiddush, to be Shaykh to Shabbos. Which is actually, when I learnt this from Kivega and I thought of this, you know, Mahalach, it changes my Friday night Kiddush. You know, Pashtus, when we make Kiddush on Friday night, it's a chiyuv to make Kiddush. It's the Raisa, the Chreyu, Midrabbanan, they were attacking it on Yayin. But that's the beginning of the meal. Now let's eat the meal. We're making the Kiddush, finished. And now let's go on with the meal. That's sort of the heter switch, as you said, right? You make your Kiddush and then you eat a masculine meal. What's going on is completely different. Your Mekadosh means the oichel that you're going to eat now. The suda that you're going to eat is Shach to Shabbos. How am davening mishayach to Shabbos. By being mekadosh, that means all the achilas now are being shayach to Shabbos. It's a different view on kiddush. Yeah, if you're chassidish, then you make a big deal out of this, right? You mean mekadosh la'echol? Even if you're not chassidish, kiddush makom suda. Kiddush makom suda means that the suda is now shayach to
Shabbos. So it doesn't actually pass it up with suda if you don't do that.
No, it doesn't pass it, but that's we're saying that technically when you made kiddush makom suda, then it's fine. I'm saying what idea mission you have to the Shabbos? Yeah.
On Shabbos morning, you've got a double prohibition, haven't you? You shouldn't eat before davening.
Correct.
And once you start to daven, you can't eat for it, but presumably for different reasons.
For different reasons, yeah. There is machlokes. I don't really have time. I wanted to do a bit of drush, but there is machlokes Rambam and Ravid. If the whole thing applies to Shabbos morning kiddush as well,
right.
It could be told on these two davening. That's what I wanted to say. But. Alright, let's want to connect it slightly with the parasha. This parasha is in the parashas which talk about the Mishkan. I wanted to share with you Reb Shimshon Pinkas in Shabbos Malchusa, where he goes through about 10 different connections between the Mishkan and Shabbos. It's really shayach also to next week's parasha. The first one is the obvious one. The Gemara on Shabbos Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara says Lama Nismecha Parshas Mishkan to Shabbos. The Gemara says because the melacha that it took to build the Mishkan, that's the melacha which is also on Shabbos. The Lama Tes melachas are the melachas which. So that's one obvious connection between the Mishkan and Shabbos. This is fascinating. The menorah which you had in the Mishkan. We also have everyone has in their own house a similar thing. We have hadlokas aneiros. He says there's two, the Arizal says there's two mitzvahs. I mean, we know that there's two mitzvahs by menorah. There's hatovas haneiros and hadlokas haneiros, cleaning out the neiros. And there's also lighting the candles. Arizal says that on Shabbos, when it comes to our menorah, our hadlokas haneiros, we've also got to have these two parts. And the husband should do the hatovas haneiros, and the wife has to do hadlokas haneiros. Now, this is a fascinating thing that he did both. So he brings also the Arizal. Now, I never noticed this, but apparently in the Sidurim, most Sidurim have this part of the Arizal, which is after, just before Kiddush. It says like this in the passage describing Shabbos. It says, Asada le droima menauta de stima, v'shuchan inama b'tzveina arshin. Which means that I put the menorah when he's speaking about in the Dorim side, and I put the shulchan with the bread in the tzofen side. That means when you come home, everyone can do it when they get home. They check out their table, how the table is laid, and if you put the candles on one side and the chalas on the other side, and it's got to be that the candles are in the Dorim side. Don't change your table. And the bread, which is corresponds with the shulchan, that should be in the tzofen side. Yeah, it nearly works by me. I need to do a bit of maneuvering, but this is also because our houses are like a mikdash. It comes to Shabbos, our houses are like a mikdash. We've got the menorah, we've got the shulchan. The Su'udah the Reb Shimshon brings the Gemara in Beitz. The Gemara says, Kol Muzneisav Shal Adam Ketzuvim Mi Rosh Hashanah Ad Rosh Hashanah Chutz Mi Talmud Torah. And he says, Vayitzal Shabbos V'yomtev. Vayitzal Shabbos V'yomtev. He explains, because Mishuchun Gevoya Kezachu. You're getting it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Korbanos is Mishuchun Gevoya, so too, the hour Hitzal Shabbos V'yomtev is also considered like Mishuchun Gevoya. And therefore, it's for free. It's from Hashem. It's a gift from Hashem. The Big Day Shabbos, which is connected with this week's parasha, God in Big Day Kohuna. We learn from the Pasuk Gemara Shabbos Daf Kufi Gimel says, "V'chibadetoy shlo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos kemalbushcha shel Chol." And the Gemara there in Kufi Dalet says, "Minayim l'shinid begodim in Atayrah." Where do we know that shinid begodim? It says, "A poshet begodim v'lovish begodim achirim." So we're learning the change of clothes on Shabbos also from the Big Day Kohuna. And not surprisingly, how do we describe in this week's parasha, how do we describe the Big Day Kohuna? We say Lechovoid or Lezeforos. We're learning from Loshon Kovod V'chibadotoy, which is a pasuk in Nach describing Shabbos, V'chibadotoy. Then you've got to change your clothes. Kovod. Rechitzo Tvila. We say we find two mitzvahs when it comes to Kohanim, what they got to do in the Beis HaMikdash. There's two mitzvahs. Kishidam Raglan from the Kiyot, that's a Chiyot, the Raisa, but there's also a Chiyot Darbonon of Tvila. So he says that parallels by Shabbos. Shabbos, we also have two mitzvahs. We have a Chiyot, which is we wouldn't say it's the Raisa Chiyot, but Chiyot Midarbonon at least, to have Hachotzas Ponov Riyad of a Ragla. You need to have a shower. And also there's an Inyan Apisoy to go to Tvila. So that parallels, the two Chiyuvim parallels the Mikdash. Rav Shushan continues, and he says, when the Torah on Shabbos, what is the Inyan of Beis HaMikdash? The main Hashras HaShchina in the Beis HaMikdash was Mikheth Torah, Mikheth the Oren. The Oren is the Oren, which is Luchas HaEdus, it carries the Luchas. Shabbos, it says, he brings the Yishani, it says, Lo Nitno Shabbos is V'yom Tovim, Ela, to be Lomit Torah. The Reyach HaKitoris, this is an interesting one. He says, he brings Gemara on Shabbos, which famous Gemara about Rosh Hashanah, that when he came out of the cave, he saw a person holding two hadassim. And he said, what are two hadassim? Echad Keneged Zachar, Echad Keneged Shomer. On Shabbos, there's an Inyan of making a Reyach, which he says is Keneged the Kitoris. Maybe that's where the minig is to buy for now. Meirah Mikdash. There's an Indian to be Meirah Mikdash and there's an Indian to be Meirah Shabbos. Meirah Mikdash, we find there's a mitzvah that say es Mikdash Tiro. But we also have a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, a fascinating Yerushalmi, says, Amaratzim on Neman on Shabbos. Why? Because the Amaratzim do not tell lies, because of Meirah Shabbos alike. And finally, the last one, which is my own one, is connected with Kiddush. Kiddush may be, like by Kodshim, we say, you have to be matish the oichel first. You have to be matish the korbanos before it becomes a korban, and then can be a oichel. Maybe in a similar vein, especially after this Rebbe, that the inyan of kiddush on Friday night is we're going to have oichel. We're going to have oichel which is shayach to a hecher achila, a higher level of achila. First, you have to make kiddush and be mashayach to Shabbos.
Shkayach.